For all her hatred of me, Mrs. Thompson hated Richard Gonzalez more. The Gonzalez family had 9 children. Richard, my age, was the oldest. Andy was a year younger, the sweetest little boy in school. And then there were all the littlest ones, brown-faced and shy. Mrs. Thompson hated them, wished they'd go off to some other school where they belonged, not her school. Not only were they Mexicans, they were poor. They spoke Spanish. They brought tortillas for lunch instead of good old bologna and white bread sandwiches. I loved Richard. He was so bad, he had a switchblade in the 2nd grade. He defended his siblings against all comers. Nobody picked on any of the Gonzalez kids. They'd have to deal with Richard. I liked hanging out with Richard and Andy, trading my bologna for their mom's sublime tortillas with grape jelly. We spoke Spanish because we could, even if we might get caught. But back in the classroom, Richard always had to sit in the back. The only time he was called on was when the teacher wanted to point out how stupid he was. I think he even had me beat for hours logged in Jewel Thompson's office for getting into trouble. For boys, getting into trouble usually meant fighting. For girls, it meant you weren't being nice. Girls were supposed to be nice, which meant that if some boy hit you or picked on you, you should either go tattle or assume it was your fault and apologize to him. I, on the other hand, hit back, hard. I've been known to make bullies bleed and run home crying to their mamas. I took a page from Richard's book. Him, they called Pachuco. Me, it was Problem Child. But I knew it was a hell of a lot better to be a problem child than a victim, and so did Richard. Years later, in my 40s, I was out driving around on the back side of the Manzanos when I passed a little cemetery. Curious, I got out to look at the beautiful crosses between the pinon and juniper trees of the foothills. Many were handmade of native stone or wood, and some of wrought iron, but I was drawn to 2 that were side by side that I recognized as military crosses. I walked over and was shocked to read the names, Richard and Andy Gonzalez. Next to them were 3 more Gonzalez boys, all stair steps for age, all the ages of the Gonzalez family that I'd known, Richard my age and Andy a year younger. Had both died in Vietnam. No cause was listed for the other boys, but they had all died within a few years of each other, and all very young. I didn't know if these were the boys I knew as a child, but I felt a deep sadness for whoever they were and for their mother and father who must have loved them. Such terrible loss seemed incomprehensible, and I wondered if perhaps not all of her students had survived Mrs. Thompson after all.